Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Having a great time here as we continue to operate the Small Business Advocate Show on your behalf. Everything that we do is dedicated to you, small business owners, because we're so proud of what you do. Somebody who agrees with me is our good friend, somebody who's been with us now since 1998. He's an original founding member of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust. John Stanton is here, ladies and gentlemen. He's back. That's right. John is the co-author of the book Success Leaves Clues, also with another book, Delight Me, The Ten Commandments of Customer Service. He's a professional marketing executive. He is also last time I talked to him, he was a professor at St. Joseph's University. He travels around the world teaching lots of folks, large and small, about how to put their best foot forward in the marketplace. More importantly, he's our good friend, John Stanton. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure to talk with you.
Good to have you back. Hasn't been that long since you were here. Are you still at St. Joseph's?
Still there. They haven't fired me yet.
But you have tenure now, right?
I do.
See, that's how I got out of college way back in the day when I was just attending.
Yeah.
One more semester, I would have had tenure, and they didn't want that to happen. So so they gave me a diploma and let me get out of there.
That's right.
Hey, John, I know that you have a truly global perspective when it comes to marketing, because you not only are paying attention to what's going on in the United States, but you travel all over the world, especially in the Western Hemisphere. And so you have a real keen eye and a sharp antenna for things that affect a lot of different folks in the marketplace. And one of the things you've been thinking a lot about lately is the minority, some people might call the minority consumer. And yep. I'd like for you to talk to us about who those people are and why do they matter.
Well, you know, for quite a while, we've been seeing this growing minority. In particular, and I don't mean to demean any other group, but in particular, Hispanics.
Right.
And Hispanics.
Can we still call them a minority?
Well, for another. Sorry, Jim.
Sorry.
For another couple of years, we can anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's been a lot in the news politically about this, and it dawned on me that as business people, we need to focus on the business side of this, not necessarily the political side. And the business side says this is a huge group of people that are having an incredible influence on what is made and what is purchased. And the big business is getting on top of this. I mean, Procter & Gamble has a major effort to sell to Hispanics or Latinos, either name is.
Yeah.
I was at a conference recently, and all the major players were there. Every major player in consumer products goods was at this and had people dedicated to this. And Jim, they spend money with big businesses as well as small businesses.
Right.
And this is a chance for small business to be able to do something to really focus on, not forget about all their customers, but to just have a little understanding, a little focus, because in about 20 years, more Hispanic children will be born than other groups.
Yeah.
You know, because of the much higher birth rate and because of immigration, there's going to be a lot of young kids in this country. And by the way, this is a shocking fact. Today, not in 20 years, today, the United States is the second largest Spanish-speaking country in the world.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Spanish-speaking.
Yep.
And of course, you mean the number of people who well, wait, how does that work?
I mean, well, the number of people who speak Spanish. Now, it doesn't have to be their primary language.
The country is not a Spanish-speaking country, but the population does.
Yes. Yeah, Spanish-speaking, not a Spanish country.
Behind who? Behind what?
Mexico.
Mexico?
Yeah, see, there's more Spanish-speaking countries. more Spanish-speaking people in the United States than there are in Spain.
Right.
Think about this. There's more Spanish-speaking people in the United States than the entire population of Canada.
Wow.
And you think, well, you know, sure, this is a problem for
Canada's
California.
And by the way, Canada's about 30 million.
Yeah, yeah. It's about 45 million Hispanics, Latinos in the United States.
Yeah.
And,
so,
speaking
of the language, though, John, we're going to go to a break in a couple of seconds. When we come back, I want you to talk to us about that. About, you know, I mean, somebody's out there saying right now, but wait a minute, John. Hey, you know, wait a minute, Blasting Game. My door is open. Anybody can walk in.
Yep.
You know, I'm not. I don't turn anybody away. I'd love to have all the Hispanic business. But is there something else we need to be doing? And I'm going to get you to answer that question. We'll come back after these messages. It's 20 till. Going to have a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend John Stanton, original member of our Brain Trust. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of good stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog. It's there. And also all the other things that are there, the articles, the archives, the Brain Trust members, including John Stanton, who's been on that list since 1998. Who's with us right now. John is the co-author of Delight Me, the 10 Commandments of Customer Service. And taking care of a group of people, maybe even marketing to a group of people that you might not have thought about before, and that is the minorities, and especially we're talking about Hispanics right now. John, as we went to the break, I was saying that people are listening to you saying, well, you know, John, my door's open. Anybody can walk in. Everybody's welcome here. We have no, you know, we're colorblind. We have no ethnical, you know, we're ready to go. Whatever you want, come in. Please do business with me. But is there something more that we need to do?
Yeah, there is. Now, the important thing to say is that this is mostly for people that are in markets where there is a significant Hispanic population.
Right.
And by the way, you say, well, where is it? It's almost everywhere. That's what's really surprising. You know, the fastest growing state in the country with Hispanic population is North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
The state of New Jersey has 1 million Spanish speaking people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just, you know, there are a lot of people around, and part of it is not having signs or not etc. It's respect.
Yeah,
it's showing people respect. And so if you look at what you're doing, it's possibly having the option of getting instructions, getting things in Spanish. One of the things that people say, oh, I heard that, you know, if you're Puerto Rican, that's, you know, kind of a different language than Cuban, et cetera. It is. They speak a different language. But let's face it, Jim, we speak different accents.
But, you know, there's something else, John, and I practice this. Whenever I am being, you know, if I meet someone and it's obvious to me they're of Hispanic origin, maybe it's the way they speak English, maybe it's their name, whatever, but I believe that they're of Hispanic, you know, descent.
Yep.
Then I will say, I will greet them in the, you know, the half a dozen words that I know in Spanish, and I'll say gracias, or I'll say you know, something like that, and you know what, it's what it always makes them smile.
Yep.
I've never had one of them not to smile really big when I said that to them.
I
felt like, and that's, to me, it was that simple to pay them a little respect.
Yep.
And they were talking to me in English. I didn't roll English under the bus. I just paid a little respect.
That's right. That's really all we're talking about in terms of our small businesses. You know, not reorient what we're doing. Just have certain things, like I said, instructions in Spanish. Or if you're in a reasonably Hispanic area, be considerate when people don't speak clearly. I've been in places where Hispanics come into small businesses and someone says, "What? I can't understand you."
Oh,
what?
No.
I mean, and it's brutal. I mean, it's so embarrassing.
Well, it's rude.
It is rude.
It's not just it's disrespectful and it's rude.
Yep.
And you know, you shouldn't treat anybody that way.
That's right. And the thing is, it's a good business. Jim, they spend a lot of money.
Yep.
They spend a lot of money because when they say family, they're talking about a much bigger group. I thought it was interesting. They said in this survey that they did that I was telling you about earlier, they'd say to Hispanics, "Do you know anyone in your family that has been hurt by the recession?" And a lot of the non-Hispanics would say, "No, I don't know. No one in my family."
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about four or five people, you know, the husband, the wife, maybe a kid, and maybe a grandfather. Hispanics, the average family is like 50. They're thinking about their cousins, their uncles, their aunts, their
right
to them. So when you turn on one person to your business, mm-hmm, one person goes home and says, "You know, I had a really good experience at this place." You've just opened yourself up to a much larger group of potential customers.
And, you know, here's the thing. I want to come back to this, have instructions in Spanish. You know, now I have to be honest with you. I'm not going to fly under false colors. And I'm going to tell you that I believe that English should be the official language of America.
Yep.
I believe if you want to immigrate to the United States, you should make an attempt to learn English.
Yep.
And that should be a requirement for you to become a citizen.
Yep.
But that doesn't mean it's your first language.
Yep.
And so if you need some help, if it would be easier for you to read some instructions in Spanish, you and I converse in English and we do business in English, but it would help when you went home, if you could read it in Spanish. Again, I'm going to say it again. That's not me rolling English under the bus.
Yep. That's the problem. When you talk to a lot of people about this issue, they take one side 180 degrees or the other.
Right.
I agree with you. I think English should be the first language in the U.S. I think everyone should try very hard to learn English.
Right.
And it should be official.
And I'll tell you something else, John. In these days, you know, a customer is a customer is a customer. Business is business. If they'll come in the door and they'll take my stuff away and leave some money, you know, that makes them a good customer.
That's exactly how I feel.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm perfectly willing to try to help someone and sell them something and do a good service for them and accept their money
right.
In Spanish, but say, "I want everyone to learn English."
Yeah. Hold on to that thought.
Because even if you said that, Jim, everyone doesn't learn it tomorrow.
Exactly. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with John Stanton after these messages. Tintel, stay with us. Little Robert Cray bringing us back. 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm glad you're here. Glad you're staying with me, and I know why, because we've got John Stanton on the show. John's one of the smartest guys I know. He's a guy who for over 12 years now has been helping us understand how to dissect and deal with the marketplace and do a better job, put our best foot forward in the marketplace. John, tell us how we can find you. How can we find your books?
The best place to get my books is on Amazon. All the books are there. You can go to my webpage, www.johnlstanton.com.
JohnLStanton.com, S-T-A-N-T-O-N. And there's a brand new book out that I heard about this somewhere. Some little birdie told me about it. I mean, not that I would have my own copy or anything, but somehow I heard there was something about a book another book you've written.
It's called Precision Target Marketing.
See, and I'm I'm demonstrating that I'm not a small person. Even though I don't have my own inscribed copy, I'm still going to try to help you sell some other job.
Well, we're going to put an end to that
whatever.
To that problem soon.
Whatever.
The whole premise of Precision Target Market is actually consistent with this topic we're talking about today, Hispanics,
yep,
because it really says that, you know, we can no longer just say, "Let's open our doors. Anyone who wants to come in. We really have to decide who our customer. We don't have enough money, Jim, to to be perfect for everyone, to
right.
deliver the service for everyone. And everyone is too demanding.
But there is something, though, and I think this is what you're – I think this is the direction you're going in. You and I both know every major corporation has a one of their significant efforts that they make is what they call segment marketing.
Yes, absolutely.
And, I mean, I'm telling you, they get serious about this segment marketing activity. And tell the audience, explain to the audience that how can, and that's kind of what we're talking about here, isn't it?
It is. It's exactly what we're talking about. And, you know, if you use the example of McDonald's, McDonald's markets to kids. And their major focus is kids. I mean, they have a spokes clown. They have kids' meals. They have
the playground.
I didn't want to tell your audience, Jim, that you were trying to get that job as the spokes clown, and then you ended up on the radio.
I actually had it once, but they wanted red hair.
But in any case, they'll sell a hamburger to anyone that comes in the door.
Right.
And it's the kind of model that you say, who is it that we really want to focus on? What can we dedicate to a specific group? And let me give you another example.
My audience right now, John, is saying, anybody with money, I need the sales.
You know what? No longer can we say our client, our target, is someone with a pulse and a penny.
Yeah.
Those days are over. We can want everyone to come in, but we have to work on getting someone to come in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm an old hunter, and I used to go quail hunting. And the first time I went out with my dad, about 20 covey of quail went up. I thought, man, I'll just shoot in the sky.
Right,
and
fall
two
down.
Or three birds will fall down. Of course, you have to pick a quail one at a time. And that, I learned that about business. You gotta get the customers one at a time. Doesn't matter how many are out there. And that's the whole idea is that you've got to pick. You know, look at what McDonald's did with older Americans. They sell to kids. But in the mornings, when there are no kids around, they made it really ideal for older Americans to come and have their coffee and a sandwich
right.
to socialize.
Before the kids get up.
Absolutely. And they make a lot of money on the morning.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's the issue. But coming back to Hispanics, we cannot, as business people, let our political beliefs interfere with making money and serving our customer. You and I agree, English should be the language that everyone speaks in this country. My family came over from Germany. No one speaks German anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But that process takes a few years for people to learn. By the way, third generation Hispanics virtually all speak English.
Yeah. Well, plus if they've got you talked earlier about the extended family, if they've got grandparents who are living with them or whatever that don't speak English or don't read English, they may speak it, but they don't read it. You know, again, yep. You were talking about the instructions, just things. But you're talking, what you're talking about is a force. The
yep.
the Hispanic population in America, you know, it's not going to do anything but grow.
That is exactly right. Even if you stopped 100% of immigration today,
yeah,
it would still be by 2020 a significant force.
Yeah.
And they spend money because, you know, if you take a look at
Hey John, I've got to wrap it up. I know you get excited about this, and we're glad you do. Will you come back another day and let's talk some more?
Anytime, Jim.
Thanks for being here all these years.
Take care, Jim.
John Stanton, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, I promise. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.